make sure they're on. But just stay seated as we're singing, and let's worship God with all our hearts today. Amen.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Hear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sin and strife, this world filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept the cross of broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting beneath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry skies. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. We welcome you to Vine Grove Baptist Church this morning. We hope that you've all come to worship in spirit and truth. You know, it's been a long time since we've been together, but it is good to be in the house of the Lord with every one of you all today.
Amen. I'm excited.
All right. It's always good that the pastor is excited about being at church. Amen. Brother Larry,
yes.
We're glad that you're here today.
I'm tickled to death to be here today.
Yay!
You know, whenever you have maybe the surgery like Brother Larry's had in the last couple of weeks, it's amazing, really, that you're able to do this. And thank God that He has given you the courage and the power to do something. As we worship today, I want every one of y'all to just take in the idea that God is still the same. He hasn't changed. He hasn't moved. He's still the same as He's always been. Give God glory. Praise His name while you're here. And thank God for each and every blessing that you've received over all this time that we've been apart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You that we're able to gather once again face to face to give You glory and praise. Father, as we worship You today, just look at our hearts and accept us just for who we are, because I know that that is what Jesus says. That's the type of worshipers You look for, is ones that just worship You just as we are. Father, as we give you glory and praise today. We ask that you accept this as our acceptable sacrifice of praise. And Lord, we just love you and we're glad to be in your house. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tula?
From a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O Lord. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, in your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away.
And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing Love Lifted Me together. From the Gospel of John, these are the words of Jesus. Truly, truly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and fine pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Our last hymn today is Because He Lives. And it is Jesus being sent by the Father that was obedient even to death on a cross, that he would bear our sin and he would have our shame cover him, so that all who put their faith and trust in Jesus would never suffer sin, death, shame. They would have life and have it eternal. Let's sing Because He Lives.
To one more glory. you, Brother Randy. God really is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Now, here I was just wallering all over the place in here last Sunday, and he let me come back this Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Great to see all of you all out today. Well, Brother Larry, it's not that many. Let me tell you something. Your family, and it's a many as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. You know, I've witnessed throughout my life the amazing miracles of God. Growing up, I've looked back now, and I know that I've witnessed them, but I didn't recognize them at that time of being miracles from God. God has a way of dealing with life that supersedes life. God said, I'm in charge. And all of creation, Brother Randy, said, yes, you are.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
Man rebels against God's control. Only man. And man has always done that. But in witnessing these miracles, God blessed me with something. He blessed me with getting to look to the face of individuals and to truly see those individuals, to truly see, the person behind that face. It's a heart. And over the years, I'll be able to look out in a congregation, and I have special personalities that I can look at and can tell that whether something going on in a message or something going on in our society and a hurt is going on, I can see the hurt in their eyes. And as I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, God will direct me to an answer that they need for their life. And I get courage and boldness from that. Many years ago now, gosh, I guess Lovell's almost 10 years ago now, I remember being in at the hospital in Louisville with this young lady right up here, Lovell Cottrell. And I remember the doctor coming in, and I was supposed to be getting back for a prayer meeting. And I remember the doctors coming in and talking to him and said, well, the head surgeon's on his way out here. He comes out, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, my intent right now is to save her life. All the rest of it doesn't concern me. I'm here to save her life. And they allowed me to go back. And when I looked at her, I thought she's already dead. That shows you what God does.
Amen.
And here you do, you have an individual. And I remember having that prayer. Oh, she was out of it. But God wasn't. And I remember seeing her, and there was something that touched me. When I say something, I know that it's the Holy Spirit. But there was a purpose for her. Larry, pray. I prayed. Do you know something? I had no idea what I was praying for. Loved her. Wanted her to make it. But I didn't say, now, God, I want you to heal her, and you will heal her right now because I've claimed it in the name of Jesus. I never got that cocky and never will with God. Said this. Pray. I prayed. Others prayed. I called back to our church and I said, I'm not going to make it for study. You all don't worry about a study. I want you to pray. And they did. And Lovell, when she woke up, Brother Larry, all I asked for is one more year. And the Lord keeps giving her one more year right after the other. It's on God's time frame. But I draw from that when I see her in the congregation. There are special spirits that really, really touch my heart. Young Danny Griffith back there, that's my buddy. And when I see him every time that he gets to come, it just inspires me because I know Danny is going to be on my side. Now, Satan and others might not be on that sermon, but he's going to be because I'm his friend too, his pastor. Don't you understand the importance of us to each other? God said, I will use you, and I will use who you are to lift the spirit of your fellow man and to proclaim the spirit of Almighty God. I did not realize that losing a kidney was going to put me down. I was ready to tell Dr. Carden, if you'll let me say, I did tell her. I said, I've watched 3 videos on this. If you'll keep me awake, I'll tell you what to do. It wasn't 15 seconds. I was out of it. I think she gave me some extra out of it stuff. But you see, God has a purpose for us with each other. And God says, I want you now to pray one for another. This nation's in a mess. Our nation is in a mess. And we're going to look at a message this morning, whatever became of. Whatever became of. You're going to see why it's in a mess. God didn't mess it up. God didn't do anything to tear his creation up. And what has he said to us? Now, you through messing around? I want you to stand up. Stand for me and watch me. God has always wanted us to watch him. Therefore, let us preach the word, Brother Randy, and that word becomes a visual in the heart of God's creation. And each one of us as individual Christians, we will take that visual and we will animate it, and we'll take the word of God to a lost and dying world. You can't make them listen. I was never told to do that. I was told to preach it. You were told to listen to my word and take it to others. Your mom and dad still hanging in there? We're good, good. I see her sister, Elaine Richardson, and Wendy, watch out for their mom, and Norma and Patricia, God bless you. I told Norman, we're on lockdown, but Norman's been on lockdown. Those of us who are sick, and him especially, fighting all of this stuff, have been on lockdown, and the Lord continuing to bless Larry and Kathy Studler. Larry, you take care of Miss Kathy. Kathy will go in tomorrow to Louisville, and she'll go in for a heart cath in preparation for another open heart surgery. They have to figure out which way to actually do it tomorrow. So, Claude and Mary, how's Claude doing okay? Fair. Keep him in prayer. Claude Kidder, Joe Mansico. Hey, Joe, you're a friend. I've always been your friend, my friend, ever since we've been friends. Do you like that, Randy? Yeah?
Friendly.
Yes, it was. God bless you, Brother Joe. I hope to see you here when you get an opportunity. Mitch and Phyllis Mitchell, and just remember, you have someone in your own heart, in your own life. Oh, that's right. Yes. Have anybody heard from Norma? All right. Miss Norma came home yesterday. Good. Maybe she can get along and calm down now. Yes. She had quite a scare. And you all remember Miss Norma in the prayer also. During our time of worship today, during our time of prayer, you make sure that your heart is in the hands of its creator, Almighty God. Lord, here I am. I don't know what to do. That's the way the Lord works with us the best. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation. And Father, ask now that as you touch our lives, it will be through your touch, dear Lord God, that the world will be changed. It'll be through your love, dear Lord God, that we will understand the greatness of your truth. We thank you, Father, for the blessings, for the joy, and for the peace. We ask that you will look at our nation, look at the riots that are going on, Father, and see the evil that's behind them. And we ask, Father, that you intervene in your way with your people. For we ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hear the doubters say, you don't see many miracles these days. And I see so many broken ones just waiting for their answers to come. To those who've grown weary, I've got good news. So hold on, be strong, keep trusting, it's true. Healer, as the lost is cut, he's still the Almighty, the unchanging God. Oh, power is still showing up. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know this much. The healer hasn't lost his touch. I've been a desperate soul, a voice crying out to be made whole. And I felt the empty ache, so helpless in that lonely place. But I found him faithful, and I've seen him move. This is my story, and I'm living through. The healer hasn't lost his touch. He's still the Almighty, the unchanging God. Power is still showing up. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know this much, the healer hasn't lost his touch. Oh, he still restores, and he still redeems, he still renews. Hasn't lost his touch.
He's still the Almighty, the unchanging God. All power is still showing up. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know this much. The healer hasn't lost the healer. Oh, he hasn't lost his touch. Oh, the healer hasn't lost his touch.
Woo! Amen.
Thank you, folks. Whatever became of, you know, Jesus knew exactly how to handle those roughneck men that he had around him. And he knew that the best way to do it was tell them stories. You know, they big old barley-built men walking around, you know, not afraid of anything. Man, they'd gather around when Jesus started to tell a story. They liked the stories. So Jesus told them one day, come here, boys. Let me tell you something. I want you to focus on your faith. Promise of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith. I want you to practice faith living. Well, to have faith that you're going to do something. Well, it's not just having faith that God's going to do something. It's faith that I know that, yeah, he's going to do it, and I can count it that he already has, but he's going to do it in his time frame, and he's going to do it his way. Because if I trust myself to him, he's not going to turn it back over for me to get on an ego trip. Say, yep, I had faith. You see what happened. No, God wants us to understand that he loves us, but he's in control. So that faith that we need to focus on, trust the Lord. And he said, let me tell you about this widow woman. And there was an unjust judge in the community. Well, the widow had been taken advantage of. And the guy who had taken advantage of her, he was in one of those in-charge people. And he would not make it right. So she goes to the unjust judge. And when she goes to the unjust judge, she says, listen, I've got this situation. Nobody is doing anything about it. Nobody is helping me out. I've told them what it was, what he'd done wrong, and he continues to do it. I want you to intervene. And she continued. And the unjust judge, Jesus says, fears neither God nor man. Had no fear of God, neither did he fear man. And so she kept going to him and saying, wait a minute. I want what is right to be done. Finally, the unjust judge has had about all of what she says to him that he can handle. Again, he fears neither God, nor does he fear man. But she was getting on his nerves. And it was bothering her, bothering him. So he says this in Luke 18, verses 6 through 8. And the Lord said, Now listen what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The unjust judge says, I'm not afraid of anybody. But her constantly bringing it to my attention is making me weary. So therefore, I will take care of what she asked. Now, why would Jesus tell that parable? Because you and I, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we study, we read, we pray, and so often we think we know exactly what the Lord wants. But we don't. We know that he loves us, but we don't know how he wants to handle this situation. And I am not to pray to him for me to handle it. I am to trust him, knowing that he will handle it. And he said, I want you, gentlemen, to remember this about prayer. Whatever became of faith, the kind of faith the Bible speaks of, not a faith that you control, but a faith you know is far above you, but it's given to you by your Savior. I don't know why situations happen to us in our life, but I see God working in every one of them. I see his love reach into the depth. And I see that love hug the heart of the individual that is hurting. I see the faith that my Savior has. Hear me. I have faith in my Lord. But I have faith that my Lord's faith will sustain me. He's the sustainer. Not dependent on whether or not I'm weak today and I don't have as much faith. It has no consideration in the control of what God has told us to have faith about. I have faith that Jesus Christ is going to handle the situation. But again, no idea how. And Christian, you don't have any idea when either. And let me tell you something else. Many times what you've asked for has already been granted, but you just didn't recognize the gift. Whatever became of that kind of faith, just basic trust, whatever became of true love? Whatever became of true love? Do you truly love me? It seems to me like Jesus asked Peter that about 3 times, didn't he? After Peter denied him. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. Each one of those times, you know what the Lord told him to do? Feed my sheep. You feed my sheep then, if you love me. You give them that nourishing food. Do you love Jesus? Then it's expressed in your action with His word given to everyone you come in contact with. Do not judge your fellow man. Love them. That's what true love is. Not that, I don't make my wife happy all the time. Yeah. She wasn't very happy last Sunday sitting at home watching me not be able to get out of this stool. But you see, you and I have been given something as Christians that the world wished they had. We've been given the truth about love. Jesus loves me, even though I'm not lovable. Jesus loves me. I know He does. He has allowed me to have your friendship. I look at our young couples within our church. I just adore our couples and their families with the kids. I love kids, as you all know. And it's just amazing watching how each young couple take control of making sure their family's taken care of. I love to see that, don't you? Many of you have seen what I've seen. Kids that are out here that never have anyone tell them, "I love you." Not only do they not hear the word, "I love," they never witness that love in their lives. And then they go out into the world, and what do you have? I don't know, turn your TV on. Turn your TV on and watch. That's the absence of a caring, concerning love. I love you if I don't know you. But I also realize this, that the love that Jesus gives us, He said, "I want you to remember, when you're asked whatever became of that love, be ready to display that love." It is God's way. Whatever became of the family? Now, families are not always peaceful. You all know that. Sometimes there's some strife in a family. Sometimes a little turmoil. Now, what did God set in place to take care of it? A mama and a daddy. Yeah, sometimes that stress and all come from a mama and a daddy, or a mama or a daddy. But the leader of that stress always comes from outside. A foreign entity that's coming in to destroy a family. Even though you fuss at each other, even though we fuss at each other around here all the time. You all fuss at me all the time. But you do it out of love, don't we? Out of care and out of concern. We need to get back to it in individual family living. Love will supersede all else. You know, I think one of the greatest, blank spots in the lives of families and individuals the greatest blank that is there is the lack of peace. You know what will break a family? Lack of peace. You know what will break your spirit as an individual? The lack of peace inside of you. Oh, I'm not worried about cancers and surgeries and all of this. If I get the peace on the inside, I don't like what they make you feel like, but see, that's not where my problem would be. I want the inner peace. I love you, Larry. That's the Lord talking. Now, I am not about to get cocky and say, Lord, could you love me enough to let me just be tougher? I appreciate what my Lord has done for me in life. And I appreciate what he continues to do in my life and in the lives of those I love so dear. But it says you got a job to do, Christian. But you have to have the peace in order to stand up against the wiles of Satan, against the evil of this world. That peace comes from a living hope. A living hope whose name is Jesus Christ. That living hope, name Jesus, brings peace to me and will give peace to you. Accept it as a free gift of God's love and be at peace with it.
Could not climb in desperation.
So here's what it comes down to. Whatever became of God's man? Where'd he go? I'm talking about God's man that is supposed to stand up for what God has called him to stand up for. God's man could be a woman. Don't you get the point? Whatever became of God's man, the individual that God has called for that moment in history that's going to make a difference, a positive difference. It's going to lift up the heart of the downtrodden, going to reach into the hurt and the pain of the afflicted. That man that's going to preach, that's going to teach, that's going to proclaim, thus saith the Lord thy God. Where'd he go? If God was through with him, he'll call him out. Children of God, don't blame the world for what is destroying the church. Blame our lack of honor, respect, love, and dedication. All you need do is be silent long enough, and you'll go into your streets and you'll see hoodlums take over. Well, I found out something about hoodlums and bullies. They are terrified of somebody that's going to stand toe to toe, look them in the eye, and say, boo. Yeah. They do all the yapping, all the talking, all the destruction, all the threatening. So God calls his men to do what? To stand. You know, we really need to get this right. Well, you know, I would be out there and I would be trying to make a difference. But I just don't know what to do. That's not your job to know what to do. Hear me. My job, my calling from God, is to go to the front lines of the battle and to stand there. You know what God says? And watch. Woo! Watch. What am I looking for, Lord? Oh, don't you worry. You're going to know it when you see it. Watch me, says God. God does not need me defending him. He needs me to stand there representing him. And he'll do the rest. And you know, he's quite capable, seeing as how he created everything that exists from nothing. Did you know you don't hear much about the enemy of God? The main enemy of God, Satan. What do you get? I got a book that tells me at the end Satan loses. And if I read it real close, he's letting me know he's already lost. There I am, old snotty-nosed kid from Buffalo Hill. There I am. Come along. Don't know anything. But I know a person. His name is Jesus. Don't we understand? Whatever became of, that of is anything of God. Notice, how do you blind the world? Stop the word of God. Tell the lie. What's more powerful than a lie? The truth. Come on, folks. We don't have to have 10 degrees to understand that one. The truth. I'm told by the scripture, same one that you got, if I speak the truth, it'll set me free. The truth is, I know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of my life, and if I die right this moment, that's fine with me. Won't be fine with a lot of you all, but that's fine with me. But I'll tell you this. I know where I'm going to be. But right now, God has blessed me with letting me be with you. Now, you don't know how important that is to your pastor. Because when I tell you I love you, I mean it from my heart. And giving of my life, Larry, would you give your life for us? I take that as meaning, will you stand for the truth, even though it might not be popular? Is that not giving your life? See, you don't need me to die for you. Already had Jesus doing that. You need me to live for you. I want to teach. I want to preach. That is my calling. That is my life. Whatever became of the word of God should never be on the lips of your children, because they should have it in their heart because they've heard you share it with them. I love you with all my heart. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Here it is. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Until we meet again, what are you talking about? You and I, as we develop that love, become such a part of one another, we're always with each other. It don't get better than that, Brother Randy. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of salvation, for the love that you give. I always ask, Father, for the peace that only you can give, for the world is attacking your children. I lift our congregation to you, Father. Thank you for allowing us to keep the doors open of this church. Thank you for your gracious love of individuals, Father, that have made sure that your house is taken care of so your word will be proclaimed. Be with us now, Father, as we travel through this week. Allow your will to be done within our lives. Bring peace to our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.